I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
What would you do if one night you woke up and no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't move? The room around you is the same, but something feels off. Maybe it's the way the shadows seem to creep just a little closer, or maybe it's the odd, unshakable sensation that you're not alone. This is what our storyteller faced for years, an ongoing battle with sleep paralysis that left them questioning the boundaries between the dream world and reality. Was it simply a trick of the mind, or could there have been something more lurking in the darkness? And the story you're about to hear comes from someone who's been haunted by sleep paralysis since childhood. And while medical science may have given it a name, the experiences are no less terrifying. Imagine waking up in the dead of night knowing full well that you're awake, but you can't move. Your body is frozen, and your mind races. And then just when you think it can't get any worse, you hear the whispers, the mechanical voices, or the feel of someone pressing against you. This is what we're diving into today. What happens when your worst nightmares blur with reality? Is it really just sleep paralysis, or could there be something more sinister that preys on us in our most vulnerable moments? Dear Tony, I've been reading your stories for a while now, but I've never shared my own experiences until today. I'm 31 years old now, but the things I've experienced with sleep paralysis over the years are as vivid to me as if they happened last night. I've had several encounters with it, starting from when I was just 12 years old, and while some may chalk it up to a medical condition, I've always felt like there was something more going on. It started one night when my little sister and I were sharing a bed, as we often did back then. I remember waking up in the middle of the night to find the entire room glowing with this strange green light. At first, I thought it was just the city lights reflecting in through the window, but the glow felt unnatural, like it wasn't coming from outside at all. As I tried to move to get a better look, I realized something was wrong. I couldn't move. My arms, my legs, nothing was responding. It was like I was trapped in my own body. I looked over at my sister and she was sleeping peacefully, completely unaware of what I was going through. I wanted to scream for my mom, but when I tried, all I could manage was this weak, strangled whimper. Panic set in. I struggled with everything I had, trying to force my arms to move. In my mind, I could feel my fingers brushing against my shoulders, but when I looked down, my arms were still lying flat at my sides. It was terrifying. I was fighting a battle I couldn't win, and after what felt like an eternity, I finally gave in. I just had to lie there and hope it would end. Eventually, it did. I drifted back to sleep, and when I woke up the next morning, everything was fine. But the memory of that night has never left me. Over the years, I had other similar experiences, but none were as terrifying as that first one, until I was about 15 years old. We had moved to a new house by then, and I had my own room. One morning, I woke up to the sun shining brightly through my window. I was lying on my back, and once again, I couldn't move. But this time, there was something different. I felt this heavy, warm sensation pressing against my back, almost like I was lying on one of those heated massage pads. It wasn't painful, just strange. Then I started hearing them, the voices. It sounded like a room full of people talking all at once, but they weren't human voices. They were mechanical, like something you'd hear in an old sci-fi movie. I couldn't make out what they were saying, but they were speaking to each other, not to me. It felt like I had stumbled upon a conversation I wasn't supposed to hear. I wasn't as scared this time, more curious than anything. I listened to those voices for what felt like minutes before I eventually drifted back to sleep. Those mechanical voices haunted me for a while. I had another episode not long after that, but this time I was lying on my side. The warmth was back, and I could feel it pressing against my back again. But this time, there was something else. I could sense a presence behind me. I never saw it, but I knew it was there. Whatever it wasn't hostile, but it wasn't exactly comforting either. It was just there. I stayed frozen, waiting for it to leave, and eventually it did. When I was finally able to move again, I didn't feel the need to investigate. I didn't want to know what it was. Years went by without any major incidents, and I almost forgot about the sleep paralysis altogether. But then, a few years ago, it started happening again. I'm a single mom now, and one afternoon, while my son was playing nearby, I decided to take a nap on the couch. That's when it hit me again. I woke up completely paralyzed, just like before. Only this time, I was more scared than ever. I was afraid something was medically wrong with me. What if I couldn't snap out of it? And worse, what if something happened to my son while I was lying there helpless? I prayed harder than I've ever prayed in my life. I just wanted to be able to move, to take care of my child. Finally, after what felt like hours, I was able to shake it off. I woke up fully and rushed to check on my son. He was fine, of course, but the fear stayed with me. After that, I was constantly on edge, afraid the paralysis would strike again when I least expected it. And then it did. A few days later, I fell asleep on the same couch in the same position, and the paralysis hit me again. This time, though, it felt different. There were no strange lights, no voices, no sense of a presence. Just the suffocating fear of not being able to move. I managed to snap out of it faster this time, but I was shaken. I began to dread falling asleep, worried that each nap or night of sleep would be interrupted by another episode. My most recent encounter with sleep paralysis happened just a couple of months ago. It was a lazy afternoon, and I wasn't feeling well, so I decided to lie down for a nap in my bedroom. I was lying face down, my head resting on my right arm near the headboard. I woke up and, just like clockwork, I couldn't move. But this time, something was different. I wasn't scared. In fact, I found it kind of funny. I could see the TV remote sitting near my hand, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to grab it. I figured if I could just move enough to grab the remote, I could snap myself out of the paralysis. It made sense in the moment, even though it seems ridiculous now. I struggled to reach the remote, and after what felt like forever, I finally managed to grab it and place it in the little opening in my headboard where I keep books and magazines. I was exhausted from the effort, but I felt a strange sense of accomplishment. I had beaten the paralysis, even if only by a few inches. I drifted back to sleep, feeling strangely victorious. Later that evening, I went back to my bedroom to relax for the night. I reached for the remote where I thought I had placed it, but it wasn't there. It was still on the other side of the bed, exactly where I had left it before I fell asleep. That's when it hit me. I hadn't actually moved the remote at all. It had all been part of the sleep paralysis. The sensation of moving it had felt so real, but it was all just a dream. It was one of those moments where you realize how powerful the mind can be. Even when you know you're awake, and now, Tony, I know what you're thinking. This is all just sleep paralysis, right? Well, that's what I thought, too. A few years ago, I watched a documentary that explained sleep paralysis in great detail. And it was like someone was describing my life. Everything made sense. The paralysis, the strange sensations, even the mechanical voices. It was all part of the phenomenon. But here's the thing. Even though I understand what's happening, it doesn't make the fear go away. And it doesn't explain why some of those episodes felt so different. One of my friends, who comes from a Hmong family, once told me that in his culture, they believe that a black shadow comes to sit on your chest and suffocate you while you sleep, if you've been too arrogant or cocky. He had experienced something similar to sleep paralysis, but believed it was an evil spirit punishing him. I explained sleep paralysis to him, and he was relieved to know it wasn't something supernatural. But sometimes I wonder. Even knowing the science behind it, I can't help but feel like there's something else at play. The mind is a powerful thing, Tony. I've learned to manage my episodes by staying calm and strong-willed, but there's always a part of me that wonders, what if it isn't just sleep paralysis? What if there's more going on than we realize? What if those mechanical voices and that strange presence in the room aren't just figments of my imagination? Thanks for letting me share my story. What if everything you thought was just a dream was actually something more? Sleep paralysis may have a scientific explanation, but does that make it any less terrifying? And if our minds are so powerful that they can create entire experiences while we're awake, how can we ever truly know what's real and what isn't? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want more true scary stories like this, press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, who here loves when their nails are perfectly done? Me, I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle, and I started Olive in June because, let's be real, we all deserve to have gorgeous nails, but who wants to spend a fortune or half their day at the salon? And that's why I created the Manny System, so you can have that salon-perfect manicure right at home. And guess what? The best part? Each Manny only costs $2. Yep, you heard me, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 salon trips that eat up your day. Now you can paint your nails whenever you want, wherever you want. And trust me, you're going to be obsessed with your nails and everyone is going to ask you, where did you get your nails done? And here's a little something extra. Head over to oliveandjune.com and get 20% off your first Manny system with code FRESHMANNY20 at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. That's code FRESHMANNY20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. You're all set for a nail glow up. Let's get those nails looking fab, shall we?
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.